President Knight, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. A couple topics I want to talk with you about. First of all, the changes in curriculums and programs. I know this has been a hot topic around campus. There are several cuts to programs that were announced. You're going to end 9 academic programs. You're going to retool some others. Talk about those changes that are coming.
Well, they're proposed, of course, and we'll be engaged in a conversation for at least a month about the proposed changes, and then we'll make a recommendation to the Board of Trustees. So nothing is final as of the moment.
Well, in all, there are 17 degrees and 36 certificates that are now offered by LCC, and according to this proposal, they would be eliminated. How did you make the choices for many of those?
Well, it's across more than several criteria, and I'll just quickly go through some criteria. And it took, for many of the programs, it took more than several issues to cause us to make a recommendation. But not in any particular order, but one of the criteria was capital, the monies that we would need to invest to continue to do a great job in a particular program. Now, the pool, for example, the swimming pool, it's 40 years old, and swimming pools have chlorine in water in all the surfaces and in the air. So over time, you can get considerable corrosion. So our pool would need to be rebuilt from the dirt through the roof. And it's just 40 years old. It's a great pool. It's just 40 years old. So they tell me it would cost in the neighborhood of $5 million to do that. Okay. Well, we would need to take out a mortgage, and then all the students would need to pay for it over time. Now, it's important for Lansing Community College that tuition remain low. We need to be affordable and accessible to everyone in the community. That's of utmost importance. So I'm asking the board and the community, do you think it's a good idea for us to spend $5 million to rebuild the pool and then charge all the students to pay for it over 20 years? On a similar line, we offer cooking here. We need new kitchens badly. What we have is just not acceptable as teaching kitchens. Well, that's $4 million to do it right, maybe more. And so do we want to again, take out a mortgage, have all the students pay for it for 20 years? So in our judgment, we don't think so, but we're proposing that. Now, I have other criteria.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. It's complicated. Okay, on another criterion, we have what is a subsidy. Now, so we take monies from the Treasury, the College General Fund, if you will, and subsidize various programs. An example is truck driving. We offer a 5-week program the college has for many years to learn to be a truck driver. For every student who enrolls, we take $4,300 out of the Treasury to make it work. Now, we also subsidize nursing. Lansing Community College provides 75% of all the nurses in the greater community, and we subsidize that. We think that's worthwhile. We don't have the same thoughts about charging all students to subsidize truck driving. So I'll stop, but I could go on. Those are just a couple of the criteria.
Well, I'm surprised about the truck driving and the aviation programs. Obviously, trucking is a big business throughout the country, and you've got an airport that's right near campus.
Sure.
What has been the sign-up rate for those programs?
Well, they have students. That's not a problem. See, like a pilot. And these are decisions, and you have to search your conscience and think it through. And See, low tuition for everyone is of utmost importance for us. So when, if you have a student, if you will, coming across the registration line and they're making a payment, do you want me to say, well, I'll be taking an extra $20, you see, because I need to rebuild the pool. And by the way, I'd like another $20 because I need to rebuild our kitchens. And by the way, please give me another $20, you see, because I need to subsidize truck driving, and that's your role. And the same thing with pilots. If you want to be a pilot, fine. Do you wish me to charge all the students so that you can be a pilot?
Do the budget challenges you have weigh in on the elimination of sports at Lansing Community College?
Oh, now we're into a whole other topic.
Mm-hmm.
Lansing Community College has had a great athletic program here for many years, and we've had some great athletes and some great teams, and we're proud of our student athletes. Like other colleges and universities, we are members of the NJCAA in our case. It's like the NCAA. It's our version of it. And so we proudly participate in intercollegiate sports and work with our student athletes and coaches. And we have a robust athletic program and will continue to do so.
Will there be any sports eliminated?
We have no plan, nor a plan for a plan to eliminate sports.
All right. Well,
any sport.
Okay. Well, the softball season for this season has been suspended. There are challenges, violations that are accused to Bob Every, who was the former coach who has been dismissed from his position. What can you tell us about this story?
Well, again, we have to adhere to the rules, large and small, of the NJCAA. And as such, there's a procedure, and we had to inform the NJCAA of these violations that we uncovered. It was our duty to report, an obligation that we have to report, and we reported. Also, we did all that we could to field a team for this season, but in spite of our efforts, and there's considerable controversy about all of that, we were unable to do so. So with considerable regret, we suspended the softball program for this season.
From your knowledge, has Bob Every received a copy of the allegations that you have sent to the National Junior College Athletic Association?
There are many questions like that. This is, much of this has to do with employment law, and it's probably best handled by counsel, and so I don't comment on personnel matters.
Okay. Was Bob Every interviewed prior to these allegations being presented?
Almost all employees at Lansing Community College are members of a collective bargaining unit. And usually they're members of a unit that the public would be familiar with. So anytime there are issues regarding an employee, their union, if you will, is contacted and involved and included. The college always follows whatever due process is expected of us. We follow whatever the contractual obligations are, and matters run their course.
President Knight, Bob Every was on the program. He does not feel that he has been justly treated. He has been dismissed from his position as softball coach. Is he still employed by Lansing Community College in any other capacity?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a story I'm sure we'll continue to follow. I know you're busy. I appreciate your time greatly. Thank you so much.
Okay.